church there in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and heard the Renfro ladies sing that song. First time we'd ever heard it, been acquainted with it. But I want to tell you, that truth's surreal. I thank the Lord for it. It's come time for preaching. Going to ask Brother Jason Payne, the pastor of Temple Baptist Church, Stony Point, North Carolina, to preach for us. Brother Doug Bearden was not able physically to be here. You pray for he and his wife. Both of them have been sick. And I asked Brother Jason, the Lord touched my heart about him. And he was to preach last year one night, had to go to the hospital for one of his members who was dying and was not able to fill that place. But the Lord has opened up this door this year. So I want you to hear him gladly while he preaches to us. I love you, brother. Appreciate you.
Good to be here tonight. Appreciate the good singing we've heard thus far and the truth. I'm glad when everyone walks out, I'm glad he's in the room. And I thank him, I praise him for that. Brother Steve talked to me about being on standby. Began to pray and seek the Lord. And being on standby is about as nerve-wracking as knowing you're preaching. But when he came to me last night and said, "Brother, you're up tomorrow night," and began to sit in the service, try to be still, the Lord touched my heart about something I've got to do before I preach tonight. And I just want to be obedient. Amen. To what the Lord has touched my heart to do. And Brother Dana's preached about I love her. Yeah. And then the Spirit, and God's just been dealing with my heart about this. And I appreciate Brother Doug Bearden.
Yes, sir.
He's not able to be here. I remember the first camp meeting I came to was in 1999. Brother Doug preached on the blood. I still remember it.
Amen.
And he's helped me many a times preaching the Word of God. I've seen him stand on the pews shouting here. I've seen him wave his hands in worship. In fact, I've seen Brother Doug and Brother Steve stand in their chairs and shout at each other, full of the Holy Ghost. There's some things he's not been able to do and health keeping him from that. And Brother Steve said this morning, if you want to get help, you got to be willing to be a help to others. And tonight, I just feel like we need to take up a love offering for Brother Doug and his family. And I'm not trying to take money away from the camp meeting by any means.
Amen.
But this is just what I've got to do tonight.
Yes.
Before I can do anything else, and this is all I have to do, then so be it.
Yes,
but I feel like we need to be a help to the man of God tonight.
Amen.
He preached a few years ago for the gospel's sake.
Yes, sir.
I want to give tonight for the gospel's sake.
Amen.
I don't have Brother Doug Bearden's cell phone number. I've never preached at his church. He may not even know me by name if I walked in front of him. But I know what the Lord's touched my heart about doing tonight. And Miss Shelby, if you'll just come and play, Brother Steve says, some traveling music. I just feel like we need to do this before we go any further. All right.
I appreciate you doing what the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord bless that offering tonight for his glory and for his honor. I assure you this, I'll probably not have a voice by the end of this message, but I'm going to preach it anyway. I went to the allergy doctor the other day, and they told me I was allergic to everything under the sun. They said, "You're allergic to dust?" I thought, "Oh, no." They said, "You're allergic to all grasses." And I thought, how am I ever going to be able to preach a camp meeting again? Allergic to all pollen and cats and dogs. And I thought, how can I ever visit again? But we're just going to press on in the journey. Amen. Amen. Psalm 12 tonight. Psalm 12. This has been burning in my heart for a couple of weeks. They say the best commentary for the Bible is the Bible. So guess what? My commentary tonight is going to be a lot of the Bible. That'll help us this evening. Psalm 12, verse 1, the first two words. Help, Lord. A while back, my father-in-law and I were sitting in the parking lot of Chapman's funeral home in Stony Point waiting on our wives as they were visiting some family and friends of a loved one who had passed away. A lot of things can happen in the parking lot of a funeral home. We watched a wreck take place. But then after that, we began to hear a faint cry. And we started asking each other if we heard that same noise. And we both agreed. And we started listening a little closer and trying to look around, but didn't see anyone in distress. But we heard this faint cry saying, help, help. And after we declared we had heard somebody saying help, we got out of the vehicle and began walking through the parking lot of the funeral home. And finally, as we got toward the end of the parking lot, we saw that this elderly man, very feeble and older, a heavier gentleman, if you will, lying on the ground. He had fell out of his vehicle, and nobody saw him, and nobody could really hear him, and he was desperate. He was saying help to the best of his ability, and he needs somebody to come and to get him up out of where he was at. My father-in-law and I ran over once we found him, and we reached down, and it took a lot of effort to get this man up, and we got him placed back in his vehicle and shut the door, and he was very appreciative, and he thanked us for everything that we were doing. But that man, when he was laying there crying for help, he wasn't ashamed to ask for help. He was not embarrassed to ask for help. And a lot of times for you and I, that's where we find ourselves in our lives. We need help. Amen. But even though we stand in need of help, we are still hesitant to ask for help. Spiritually speaking, this evening, sometimes we live as if we don't need help. Sometimes we are so prideful in our flesh, we don't want any help in our lives. Amen. And sometimes we think that asking the Lord for help shows that we're not a spiritual giant, but we are weak. But hear me tonight, it's in our weakness, as it was testified this morning by Brother Carl, that it's in our weakness that the Lord's strength is made perfect. David is at a place in Psalm 12 this evening where he just was honest. He was in a place in Psalm 12 where he was humble and he was not afraid to go to the Lord and seek help. And tonight it would be good for some of us to get to the Lord before we leave this tabernacle tonight and go to God and get some help for our life and get some help for our loved ones and get the help that we so desperately need in this hour and culture that we live in tonight. Just a couple of things the Lord laid on my heart that I see out of these two words, help, Lord. The first thing I notice is that it's a short prayer. Now listen, you let something happen to you in your life, friend, and a lot of your prayers are going to get trimmed down really quick. You let something happen to you in your life or your family or in your community or your church, and friend, all that prayer hypocrisy that we're really good at, it goes out of the window. And our prayers get real short, and David says, help, Lord. It's a short prayer, but it was a desperate prayer. It was a direct prayer. And David is saying, Lord, I need your help.
The word help right here kind of develops in a twofold way of meaning. First, it means to be open to. It means to be free. It means to be wide open, to be available. And he's speaking to somebody saying, if you're open, if you're available, if you have some free time, I need some help. I need somebody to deliver me. I need somebody to come in and to defend me. I need somebody to come and preserve me. I need a rescuing in my life. I need somebody to keep me safe. I need somebody to save me. I need somebody to come in and give some victory for me in my life. But I want to tell you, David was not praying unto man. Oh no, David said over in Psalm 60 and verse number 11, David was praying for national deliverance, and he said, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. In Psalm 108 verse number 12, when David was expressing that his heart was fixed, he said in verse 12 of Psalm 108, he said, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Who in the world is David calling on in this time of distress, in this time of desperation? David, in his short prayer, he just says, help, Lord. Who's your help in tonight? I'll tell you who our help is in tonight. In Psalm 124 and verse number 8, the Bible says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. In Psalm 121 and verse 1 and 2, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Who's your help in tonight? Thank God our help is only in the Lord tonight. Listen, there's a lot of things your pastor cannot do for you tonight, but I want to tell you, there's nothing that God can't do for you tonight in your life and in your family. And if you're going to get some help tonight, you're going to have to go to God about it. Now, I'm preaching to myself right now. Psalm 46 verse 1, the psalmist said, you've heard it already in the song this evening, the psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I looked up that word present, and it means this. It means to be in attendance. Aren't you glad he's there in trouble? But I looked up that word and studied it just a little bit deeper, and I like this. It means that while he's in attendance, it means that he's enough to take care of everything. Amen. I'm glad he's able to take care of it all tonight. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever circumstance and situation, he's big enough and he's able tonight to take care of it all tonight. Hallelujah. It's a short prayer. Sometimes that's all we can get out is, help, Lord. It wasn't just a short prayer, but boy, it was a sincere prayer. David did not approach God whistling Dixie and chewing a piece of chewing gum. David is broken over the situation of which he pins down this psalm right here. David is in a broken state. David's in a burdened state, and he takes it to the Lord. You say, what's David upset about? Well, if you study the psalm out, you'll find that he's mourning over the fewness of faithful men. And when David sees the failure of faithful men, he goes to the Lord about it. He doesn't go to the person next to him. He doesn't talk about somebody else. He doesn't run people down. And then, he goes to God about it. And he says, help, Lord. Amen. He just goes to him and says, help. Yes, I need some help, Lord. I wonder when the last time it is you got down before him and just said, help. I was sitting eating my breakfast two Saturdays ago, Brother Steve. I was enjoying my morning. I was having a good time. And I began to read my devotional, Brother Charles Haddon Spurgeon, morning and evening. And I sat down and flipped open to that Saturday morning, and guess what my devotion was? Psalm 12, verse 1, help, Lord. And God touched me, and he said, when's the last time you got down and begged me for help? God broke me that morning. He said, there's things you need to get to me about in your life. Yeah, I'm the pastor. And yeah, I'm the preacher. And yes, I'm the man of my house. But listen, there's things tonight that I need God's help with. And if you'd be honest tonight, there's some things you need to get at the altar about, and you need to seek God to help you in your life about. If David was honest enough to open up his heart, I just want to be honest with you tonight. It was sincere. David got rid of all pride. I used to hear some of the old timers talk about their parents and their grandparents in the days of old. They said they'd go out in the backyard, and they said their mama or daddy or grandpa would be out in the woods, and they'd be out under the trees, Brother Steve, and they said they'd sit there and they'd listen to them, and they said they could only make out a couple words, help, help, Lord. Help, Lord. And they'd get a little closer, and they'd be spread out over the earth saying, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help my family, Lord. Save my youngins, Lord. Help my preacher, Lord. Touch his family, Lord. Bless my community, Lord. God be with our nation. God protect our people. God help me to live for you. Help, I need some help. Oh, it's a sincere prayer. And I want to tell you tonight, it's not a prayer of pride. This is an humble prayer. 1 Peter 5, 5 through 7, still in the Bible tonight. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Oh, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You want to know what happens tonight? You go to crying out for help. I hear you. Well, I'm glad we serve a God that can hear tonight. I'm glad we serve a God that's not far from us tonight. Thank God he is that present help in a time of trouble tonight. I'm preaching to some folks that come into camp meeting, and you may be coming in laughing and smiling and carrying on and having a good time and putting on a good front, but in your heart of hearts tonight, you stand in need of help, and you need to get to God about it. Psalm 107, verse 23, the psalmist said, they that go down to the sea and ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again into the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Listen, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. You say, what do you think you say in that time? I'll tell you, help, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. 2002, about this time, I was in camp meeting. My daddy started calling me, and he said, son, he said, I'm losing a lot of weight. He said, I don't know why. Got toward the beginning of August, and Daddy called me again, and he said, son, he said, I'm at the hospital. And he said, they've run all the tests, and he said, son, he said, I've got colon cancer that has spread to my liver. And I heard my dad break. I went downstairs and talked to my father-in-law, my wife, my brother-in-law, and I just broke. And all I could say was, help, Lord. And it was a lot to get that out because there was a lot of crying and a weeping and a sobbing. But as Brother Dana preached the other morning, I'm glad the Spirit knew exactly what I was needed. I'm glad He could go and present it in the way that I could not. And I'm glad He knew what I needed. And He knew what my family needed at that time. And thank God, when you cry for help, you just better get ready. Help is coming down the road. Amen. He had surgery. The doctors came out after the surgery and they said he's not got long to live. And I went in the bathroom and I just had to process that to myself. And I said, Lord, help us. That's all I could get out. But I want to tell you what, we went into the chapel that night. And I want to tell you what, I got up there in the chapel and I called on everybody in that chapel to pray that was in there. I want to tell you what, I had a granddad who had gotten out of the will of God. He had messed up in his life and he was there that night. And I said, Papa, pray. And before he could pray, Papa said, I got to get right with God. Twenty-some years out of the house of God. And I heard my papa pray, God, forgive me. Daddy didn't live but 50 days after that, but I got a granddaddy out of it that got right with God. Amen. Amen. The day I knew my life would change forever when I moved from Georgia to North Carolina. Yeah, they reeled me in up here. When I come up here, amen, I needed help. I moved out of everything I knew and all my comforts and all the places and all the people and my family. I needed help in my life. The day the church called us where we're at now, at Temple, the day they voted us in, and the day I had to pull my wife from Poplar Springs Baptist Church, the only church that she had ever known in her life, and I had to say, we got to go somewhere else. You know what we did? We said, help, Lord. Amen. We needed God's help with that. Amen. The morning my son was born, his color wasn't right, and something was wrong with him. They pulled him out and took him to the NIC unit and went back there that night and didn't know what was going to happen. You say, what'd you do, preacher? We cried like little youngins, and all we could say like little children was, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Pastor, you know the feeling when that church member you've loved and prayed for and worshiped with has walked away from the church and their family, and they've forsaken God's house and run off. What do you help, Lord? All of us have been there. You've seen it. Having to deal with things you've never had to deal with in your life. Hey, I'm dealing with things tonight. I don't know what to do about it. Say, what are you doing about it? Help, Lord. James 1:5 said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to him liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's all I know to do is say, Lord, help me. But I wonder about you tonight. Somebody in here needing direction in your life. A young person trying to decide what you're going to do with the rest of your life, what college to go to, what to do in the direction was so about your mate and who you're going to marry and all this. I just want to tell you and try to give you some good godly sound count. Just go to God about and say, help, Lord. Husband, wives, dealing with things tonight. You trying to handle it all by yourself when all along the Lord's just saying, come to me about it. All you got to do is go to him tonight and say, help, Lord. Mom and dad trying to fix you, youngins trying to do right and raise them right and do right, and you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know about your finances, don't know about how you're going to get from here to be a point A to point B and everything. You just need to get to God and say, I need some help with my life. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's your finances tonight. Maybe a family issue. Maybe a health issue tonight. Maybe a test result you just got. Hey, take it to the Lord tonight. I've been around here long enough that I've heard a lot of prayer requests out here. And there's a lot of people that I'm hearing that need some help. But why don't you just come to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Missionary and family, how about you tonight? I just want to tell you, missionaries, I appreciate you tonight. Some of you may have come in, down and out, maybe thinking nobody prays for us or cares about us, and nobody remembers our birthdays, and nobody thinks about us on the foreign mission field, and maybe you're down and out. Maybe support's not what you think it ought to be, and you're wondering how long the ministry's going to do. Why don't you just bring it to the Lord and say, help us, Lord. Evangelist, how about you tonight? I respect all evangelists here tonight. I couldn't do it. God's called me to be a pastor. I wonder, is there any Christian here tonight that's lost their joy? There's people tonight that I've seen shout and worship and rejoice. You just wonder what happened. No peace. Nothing. Just going through the motions. You say, what should I do, preacher? Help, Lord. I want to close tonight. Not only was this a short prayer and a sincere prayer, but it is a sure prayer. Help, Lord, in verse 1. But look at verse number 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. You know what David's saying right here, just reiterating? I just want to put it in a way that Brother Steve's been preaching in some of his revivals. He preached in our church, and we're still talking about it even months down the road. I'm glad when you cry for help, you better get ready. Bless God, help is on the way. Amen. I went to the Lord for some help, and I hadn't seen the answer, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm just believing tonight that help's on the way, church. He may not answer it the way we desire him to do it, and he may not do it the way we thought he'd do it, but you better believe when you cry for help, help's on the way. Help is on the way. Hebrews 4:15-16, the Hebrew writer said, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Listen, to help in the time of need. In the time of need, the time of need, the opportune and well timing of God. His timing is perfect tonight. And I'm glad we can find mercy and grace. I'm glad he gives mercy tonight when we cry to him for help, and he keeps us from what we deserve. But I'm thankful for the grace that he gives us what we don't deserve tonight. I'm glad for the mercy and for the good grace of God tonight, aren't you? But I'm glad help is on the way tonight. You know what, for some of you, before you even cry for help, help, your provision for tomorrow may already be on the way today. My father-in-law was in a sawmilling accident several years ago. He got up that morning and read his Bible like he always did and prayed before he left and went to the sawmill. But that morning, his leg got run through a roller about that wide, and it crushed his leg and nearly pulled his leg off. The boot saved it there, and he would have bled out if his boot wouldn't have been on. He had to go through amputation and rehab and all of these things and skin grafts and everything. But you want to know what verse he read that morning before he left to go to the sawmill that day? Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Listen, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Boy, aren't you glad that when you cry for help, he just perks up for his youngins. They were singing about it and even preaching about it over in Mark 9. That demoniac boy, his dad went, disciples couldn't heal him. And went to Jesus about it. And that father went to Jesus. He said something to the Lord right here. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and saith with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Help was on the way. Jesus took care of that little boy. Then they sang about the breadcrumbs last night over in the book of Matthew chapter number 15. That Canaanite woman, that woman of Canaan, went to Jesus. She went to Jesus. The disciples came and besought him, and they said, send her away, for she crieth after us. And Jesus said, I am sent not but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But then she came and worshipped him, and she said, Lord, help me! You know what Jesus was saying right there? Yep. I'm going to help her. But here's what gets me about them two right there. They wasn't even going for their own self. They's a going on behalf of that youngin'. He's going on behalf of that son and going on behalf of that daughter. And I want to tell you what, tonight, if you got youngins that are lost, you ought to weed out a place in his honor and say, Lord, help. I got two boys that need the Lord tonight, and I'm just begging God, Lord, in your timing, Lord, in your providence, God, would you help? And God, would you convict? And God, would you save them one day? Oh, I wonder tonight. I wonder who needs to come to the Lord and say, help, Lord. Help, Lord. So simple. Sometimes so hard to do.